Hi, Damon Davis. Welcome to One on One. You know you were designed to be a winner. How does that happen? Well, it happens when you are living and moving in His presence. Who? Three parts in one: Father, Son, and the Spirit, the source of true power that allows us to do what we're supposed to do in this life. Amen. You feeling that? I'm so excited you're here today. We have with us great friends of mine. Hopefully, if you've tuned into an earlier program, if you have met John and Heidi White, they've become friends of yours. In the first program, we walk through an amazing multi-part series that's about His presence. The first one was Breakthrough, and today we're talking about taking every thought captive. What's that mean? You're going to discover it today. Stay right here. We'll be right back. John, Heidi, it's a pleasure to have you back to the program. If you did not see our first program and experience the presence, then you don't want to miss this program. We're here to talk about episode 2.
Yes.
Taking every thought captive.
So there's this guy by the name of Daniel. There's a book about him in the Bible called Daniel. He's enslaved, but learns how to serve a king with such honor and yet never compromises. A man of great faith. He has influence over an entire nation over the course of his life. We're here in Managua, Nicaragua, to tell the same story. But it's not thousands of years old, it's happening today. And we're here to tell a story about a man by the same name, Pastor Daniel Ortega Reyes.
This is not your average, ordinary, run-of-the-mill series. You're receiving a story straight from the throne.
Yes.
What was in your mind? What did the Spirit of God download to you?
What's gotten in my spirit that led to this is I feel like we hear three voices. We hear our own, we hear God's, and we hear the enemy's. And differentiating the different voices we hear or experience is where taking every thought captive comes from.
And I would imagine that certainly all three of those are at war for a position of leadership.
Absolutely. The battleground is there. So you say, okay, Lord, help me discern what I'm hearing. Is it me? Is it the enemy? Or is it you? Because we know what the Lord manifests. Good fruit.
Yeah.
We know what the enemy manifests. Destruction.
Yeah.
And what we sometimes manifest is confusion. So why do we have to take our thoughts captive? Because that is the Holy Spirit speaking to us.
Yeah.
If we discipline ourselves to take our thoughts captive, then we're hearing only from the Father and the Son and through the Helper, the Spirit.
So the whole experience that we go through as believers of taking our thoughts captive, as you said it, John, of being obedient to the mind of Christ, is it not being patient, being still, regardless of what we're facing, knowing that He is still God?
It's about seed, waiting, and harvest. This waiting process for the Lord to reveal Himself or for the circumstances to change or for some event to happen that says, oh, yes, that's the right direction, is the spot where you're taking a thought captive.
Pastor Daniel experienced such brutal and harsh circumstances, and yet he comes out of it stronger than when he went in. There's no way you can go through what he went through and not come out bitter or hurt unless you take every thought captive, unless you come to a conviction that God is good, that He can be trusted, that you have a promise and a purpose and a destiny, that you are chosen. And when you talk to the man, you realize that that is exactly what he has done.
This man's life is a tale from total favor, not even saved, he wasn't even saved, he was an unbeliever, to put into a situation where the Lord finally got a hold of him And through that process of getting a hold of him, he was persecuted for being a believer, mm-hmm. persecuted for being a preacher.
Yeah.
Literally witnessed in natural disaster, which was the earthquake that took place in Nicaragua in 1972 that totally wrecked the country.
90% of the city has been utterly destroyed. Even the few tall buildings which do remain will soon be brought down by dynamiting. Martial law has been declared. The army is now in full command of the city and the country.
The brutal Somoza dictatorship used this earthquake to fill its coffers by siphoning the majority of relief funds. This sparked what is known as the Sandinista Revolution.
Raised in that environment with corrupt governments, Somoza, Sandinista rebellions, communist control, they went from a wealthy situation, earthquake comes along, all gone.
The country is laid to ruin. Mm-hmm. Martial law yes. is invoked. The corruption of a sector of the government is killing teenagers in the street because of fear that those teenagers could become part of the rebellion.
Right.
Right.
And here we find Daniel Ortega Reyes in a car, one lone night, with some friends. They're pulled over, and in front of his eyes, nearly everyone that was riding that car is shot execution style.
Yes.
That's right.
So they stop us, they get out from the car, they put everybody together in like a line, and they're ready to shoot us. The guard, army, they stopped the car, and they put everybody out of the car. The mission is to kill us. There are many teenagers they are killing every day, every night in the capital, because they are afraid this teenager, they may rebellion against them. So the guard, they were ready to shoot everybody. So one of my friends said, I am the son of this colonel. Who your friend here? So he pointed only me. So he put me out, and the rest they killed in front of our eyes. They tell us, you go better go home. I don't say nothing. What's going on here?
My goodness.
Yeah. There were like thousands like this. They kill us.
This happened all the time.
Every day.
My goodness.
Well, yeah, that was every day here in Nicaragua. This is the place.
Right here?
Yeah, that area. That was the place.
Here's a man who had seen the bottom of the barrel, if you will, who had mm-hmm. gone through the a tragedy, a calamity that so many of us can't even get our head wrapped around, mm-hmm. ends up being put in prison.
Yeah.
He wasn't just captive in his thoughts.
No.
He was actually a prisoner.
Right.
Yes.
Captive in body.
In jail.
Right.
How does a man like that take his thoughts captive?
Part of what happened is his first experience with prison is that he found God.
So I put my body on the floor, face to the earth, and I said, if you are real, and that you are the one I'm looking for, okay, use me and forgive me. Whatever I did in this time's life, whatever you're thinking, I am here. So in that moment, some light appeared to me. Light like never in my life see lights, and peace and power.
Taking every thought captive. It's what the Bible talks about. It doesn't say take some thoughts captive. It doesn't say take the thoughts you want to take captive. It's every thought. That means everything going through your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, John, having the mind of Christ?
I think it's taking it to Christ and being obedient to what Christ wants you to think. And so it's a process. Once you get past the breakthrough, now the battleground's in the mind.
Is that the essence of this next part of the series?
It's a patience, but it's also, in his situation, I admire him because it wasn't like I'm just going to work every day waiting for God to direct my life.
No.
It's, I'm in serious trouble here, and I know at this point, at the point that he really came on, I know that God's in this.
Yeah.
God doesn't bring all that trial and disaster. The enemy does.
Right.
But God will get you through it.
Yeah.
If you have the faith and the patience.
The concept of taking every thought captive became very real for Daniel Ortega Reyes.
Yes.
One of three Daniels.
Yes.
And him a mirror of another Daniel that we know about in the Bible. But that's just the beginning of the story, is it not?
Yes.
That certainly is just the beginning.
Now the Bible's been outlawed. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, that's just too bad. I'm going to preach anyway.
In this moment, the revolution, he was so young, they make a lot of mistakes here, heavy mistakes. They don't want Christianity. They don't want Bibles. They burn the Bible. They close churches. So people are afraid to preach. So I say, no matter what, let's go preach. So one day I was preaching, and when I come back to the house, they were for me in the house. So I went yell. Seven days of darkness tortures you, who you are you a member of the CIA? Yeah, I am the member of the CIA. Which CIA? Heaven. Jesus, my commander-in-chief, I respond that way. I know, because real. I say, if you don't see him, but I see him. I know invisible things. I fight that way. So they get crazy. One day they opened the door, so they sent me to the main jail. So in that main jail, the guard say, you don't preach here. But I preach anyway, so they cannot stop me there.
He has an excellent spirit like the prophet Daniel. He made a decision that God was God, and God was going to be honored in anything and anywhere that he was about, and continued to preach the gospel in the prison, and he got a gathering of about 10 disciples, so to speak. And it got so intense for the presence of God that they asked him to leave the prison.
You were in jail.
Yes, Cor.
You had a Bible in jail, did you?
Yeah, only we had like four Bibles.
Okay, did you have to hide them?
We need to hide the Bible.
Okay, so you had the Bible. You had four Bibles.
Yeah,
in jail.
That's only four Bibles in the entire jail.
Then you.
That was our drug.
So they released you from they
right.
Kicked you out of jail.
Exactly.
And then you brought Bibles back.
Yeah, we packed the Bible.
That's
we got
incredible.
The permission. That was the first time the Bible came to the jail.
What a stark parallel to another story of Daniel that we know.
Yes.
Right. Is this just coincidence?
Oh, my.
Absolutely not.
God just works this way.
It's all Holy Spirit, because there's no way we could even begin to script the way this played out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The tale of three Daniels started to lift off the pages just like the prophet Daniel.
Wow.
Then, we didn't know these people before, the Lord happens to bring some individuals into our realm that their ministry is ambassadors to the nations. And Karen and Derry Jolly have partnered with Pastor Daniel. And through that relationship, there is a partnership in creating Christian schools.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw their ministry and how they are helping shape a nation into thinking for Christ, then the tale of three Daniels made sense. Because of his life experiences, he's been placed in a position where he has influence in the government so that he has favor in order to establish these Christian schools without hindrance.
Wow.
In a once a country that outlawed Bibles.
This is as a man who now, he's gone through prison and he's now in a position of influence, and he's perhaps in some way shaping or certainly influencing the minds of power.
Right.
Absolutely.
He now serves in the cabinet of President Ortega on religious affairs.
My God.
So there's the three Daniels.
How does this storyline, you know, the clips that people have seen today, apply to their life?
It comes to this. By example of people like Daniel, mm-hmm. we want to share that with people. So they can say, I can do this too.
Right.
They may be in their own prison.
Right.
They may be in their own family prison.
Yeah.
They may be in a financial prison.
Yeah.
And if this guy, Daniel, who's an example, this is not made up. This is not novel.
Yeah.
This is real life that has happened. If we can share that to people and they go, okay, I can do this too, if that guy did it, right. That's what's in my heart.
And, right. And John, there's a lot of people that are captive in their mind.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
They can't see straight. They can't think straight.
Right.
How many people, and I know I'm speaking to some folks right now, couldn't sleep last night?
Right.
Because the worry and the fear was so overwhelming.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if this guy can get through, they can too. And if you could get through, because y'all gone through some tough stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what Christ went through. But he knew the end of the story.
The powers of God, he cleaned me from the drugs. He healed my mind. The spirit came over to me that I don't need to think about worry stuff. I let by the spirit walk. In prayer, in worship, in preaching, in healing. I don't worry for things because the power get me.
What has God said to you about what He wants this thing to do?
The Lord wants you to understand that the people in the Bible are people just like you are. That's why we're doing this show. Mm-hmm. We're capturing the stories that reflect the stories that are in the Bible just in modern day times. But the principles are still the same. And the same principles that are working in these people's lives can be in operation in your life too. That is, that you can have peace in your prison. That is, that you can take the thought that has been presented to you and you can replace it with the full truth of what Jesus says about the situation. And the situation is this, that this isn't it.
Right.
Our eventual home is in paradise. And this is the training ground to live in a heavenly realm in your heart and your spirit while you're going there, while you're being trained to do whatever it is that you were created to do, not just here, but also your role in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. You have built a system, if you will, that is a ministry tool. It's a door opener in the field of missions for ministry, isn't it?
I hope it's an encounter. We attempt to our very best to take our life's journey of living in the presence when we didn't have all that we needed and God came through and put that lifestyle into the creation of this so that God's presence we were led by is manifest when you watch it. So it's if you watch it and go through it, it is our hope that you're encountering the authentic experience of God.
Yeah. Daniel Ortega Reyes asked God in that prison cell.
Right.
He said, I'm on my face. If you're there, if you're real,
Make yourself known to me.
Make yourself known. Right. And a light came in to that cell.
A light he never had experienced before, and a joy and a presence is what he says.
Yeah. His life's never been the same. God took this ordinary man who had extraordinary inside of him And now he is, man, he has opened a can of whoop in Nicaragua. And God wants to do that for people watching, does he not?
Yes.
Of course. This is real.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start taking thoughts captive, the in testimonies that we're getting are that lives are turned. I mean, I just read one yesterday that blew me away. This woman is responding to one of our posts on Facebook, and she's saying, my marriage has been a train wreck. I've lost my finances. I'm dealing with cancer. But because I'm taking thoughts captive, I'm living this.
Wow, wow, wow.
The train wrecks are going to come. It's going to happen. But what are you going to do on the other side of it?
Right. How are you going to process it? What are you going to think? How are you going to respond?
Most of us at some point feel abandoned by God. Mm. And that's what the enemy wants you to feel and be trapped by, that you've been abandoned. Well, that is a complete lie.
Right.
That is not the truth. Because God sent Jesus to prove to you that you are not alone.
Mm-hmm.
That he went through the cross so mm-hmm. that he could send the Spirit to never leave you.
That's right.
And that all of these things that the devil says to you is to try to convince you that you are alone, whereas you're not.
Exactly.
That presence is exactly what the enemy, the devil, is afraid of you listening to instead.
And I believe that was for somebody watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the devil can kick us so hard and knock us down so many times that we can fall into a place
right.
where it feels as though God is a million miles away.
Right. Right.
But his presence is always
exactly.
here. He is always here.
Yeah.
His Spirit is always here. Never leaves us.
Right.
No matter what we do, is that what you're trying to convey with not just take every thought captive, but the entire presence series?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is.
To bring people to a place of understanding? Is that it?
A place of understanding, a place of discipline mm-hmm. in their lives,
mm-hmm.
a place of hope that they may not have even believed exists.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because when you start living in the presence, all the rest of it becomes peripheral.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't see all that. All you see is the will of the Lord.
Right.
And there's no better place.
When you are faced with a difficult situation, do you find it hard to focus on other things? Do you just ignore certain problems and challenges, hoping to avoid the pressure and pain? Divorce, health issues, family problems, situations at work, and financial setbacks all can create heavy doses of stress and anxiety. The question is, how do you handle it? What are you doing to relieve your fears of emotional stress? God's presence in your life can provide peace and comfort during your trials and dark days, but you have to know how to access the power of the Holy Spirit, how to take every thought captive and release your problems so that you can live stress-free and successful. You're not alone. We've all been there, and now there is help. In this groundbreaking audiovisual experience, The Presence is packed full of biblical insights, moving worship music, and all the instruction you need to hear the voice of God to lead, guide, and direct you every single day. Taking Every Thought Captive, the second episode in the Presence series, will not only show you how to take control of your thoughts, but it will teach you how to tune in to hear God's voice in a deeper, more meaningful way. Taking Every Thought Captive will reveal to you how God's presence is more than just a feeling. His presence is a way of life that allows you to trust God for answers and solutions without the stress, fear, and anxiety. The Presence DVD comes with the complete Taking Every Thought Captive inspirational documentary, along with 5 video training sessions that will show you how to experience the power of the presence in your life. You'll also receive 2 helpful study guides and spiritual journals designed to teach you how to control your thoughts and to rely on God and His presence for the answers you so desperately need. But don't just experience this amazing study on your own. The Presence was created to support small groups and gatherings with friends who are hungry and thirsty for more of God's presence. And that's not all. You only saw a small portion of the interview with John and Heidi White on today's program, and Damon is going to also include the full-length, uncut, one-on-one interview that includes over an hour of discussion and testimony where John and Heidi share their passion and experiences on their journey to operating fully in the presence of God. Stop letting your worries and fears rule you. Today, you can take the limits off and realize the power of God's presence in your life every single moment. For your love gift of $40 or more, we'll send you this entire collection that includes the Taking Every Thought Captive documentary, 5 interactive training sessions, 2 comprehensive study guides to use in your personal study or small group, and the emotional full-length uncut interview from today's program. Your peace of mind and happiness is at stake. Take action right now and start enjoying the life God has planned for you. Join the thousands of people around the world who now have a better understanding of God's presence in their lives by calling the number on your screen right now.
Anytime somebody can get exposed to the Holy Spirit, there's joy, there's peace, there's change, there's difference.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where they are in their station of life.
It's never too late for Jesus to be Jesus.
Amen.
So we're going to sow some seed, and then God's going to do His work. Mm-hmm. And then the harvest is going to come. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, test me. Mm-hmm. See if I will not prove to you. And He's going to prove to us. He's going to show us. He's going to open those windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. Because we are doing this by faith, standing in agreement for what God is trying to do. Mm-hmm. Our time is short. The laborers are few. And there's still a great work to do. So, I want to ask the question, what is the price of a life being shifted?
Oh.
It's priceless.
Absolutely.
$40, save a life, change a life. I can simply give them something and say, watch this and tell me what you think. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take them on a journey to the other side of the world. They're going to see somebody else's story. In a country that was devastated by calamity, a man who saw his friends die, a man who was put in prison. And just like Daniel in the Bible, this man was raised out, placed in a position of power and influence to shift some stuff. That's a story worth talking about. And I want to be part of that. And I'm going to invite anyone watching right now, step up to the plate with me and let's do what God's called us to do. Let's sow a seed today. Let God do His work. Amen? And let's watch the harvest come. Amen. Listen, I want to thank you all so much for being on the show. And thank you for tuning in today. We love you so much. We thank you for being part of this program each and every time we come into your home, maybe into your place of work, wherever you're tuning in to discover the one thing, one idea, one strategy that can shape your thinking and cause you to win today. And that means God every step of the way. We love you. I'm Damon Davis. This is One on One. May God richly bless you.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.